I'm Alan.
And I'm Sean. And together we host the Prancing Pony Podcast.
Every week I explore Middle Earth with Sean or with other co-hosts lately with in-depth analysis and plenty of nerd humor.
From The Hobbit to The Lord of the Rings and more, it's a great way for first-timers to experience J.R.R. Tolkien's captivating world.
And for longtime fans, it's a deep dive into their favorite stories.
So if you're ready to take the next step into the most beloved world in fantasy literature
and become a part of a vibrant, active community of listeners,
then look for the Prancing Pony Podcast wherever you listen.
High above the misty elder pine forests and the icy waters of Sheer Lake lies Boulderay, a quaint alpine village nestled on the peak of the towering Voss Highlands, merely one realm in a sea of domains that make up the world of Faeza. But Boulderay is no ordinary settlement. No, this is the esteemed home of the legendary Infinites, a brave foursome that answers the plights of countless realms from every kind of peril. Without them, children would go hungry, wars would rage for eons, bread would still be unsliced. But fear not, as long as the Infinites are around, the world of Faeza is safe. Rumors have begun spreading through the realms that the Infinites are searching for new adventurers to join their ranks. Who would have the wits, nay, the fortitude, nay, the cojones, to answer such a call? Four strangers embark on a journey to the alpine village of Boulderay. You find yourselves in the back of a caravan drawn by a single brawny aurochs with a thick brown coat and curly horns. It is on a slow incline up a narrow mountain dirt road with a sheer cliff to its right. Steering the wagon, if you can call it that, is a nearsighted orc whistling a merry tune while reading a textbook. His name badge reads, "Hello, my name is Oof." Oof turns and asks, "And what's your name, young halfling?"
"My name's Bart."
"Ooh, Bart.
Don't wear it out."
"Let me ask you a question, fair Bart."
"What's up?"
"What's the best advice you've ever heard?"
"Oh, the best advice I've ever heard. Well, don't get your panties in a twist."
Wise. Very wise.
"And drink your milk."
"Ooh, a 2-for-1. Lucky me." He seems very, very pleased to hear it. Oof turns toward the hulking half-orc sitting next to Bart. "And you, why precisely are you traveling to Boulderay?"
Chris does know his name is Gum Gum, right?
Chris,
are you there?
Yeah, my character wasn't listening.
Oh, God.
Christ alive, Chris!
He says, "Fair half-orc, sir? What is your name?"
"Gum Gum."
"Ooh.
Gum Gum."
He has a quizzical look on his face and says, "Can't say I've ever heard that name before."
"Gum Gum is my orcish name, but my true name is Galindor, and my elvish name."
"Oh, God."
Oof looks slightly puzzled. He ponders and says, "Well, I have to ask, being half orc and half elf, apparently, what is your secret passion?"
"Oh, it's to become the greatest wizard of ever time."
"Ah, that's Gum Gum for you."
"I want to follow in the footsteps of my father and become the greatest wizard."
"Interesting."
"He was a great elf wizard, the greatest of all time."
"Ooh, impressive. I'm honored to have such a well-known traveler using my business. Would you like a stick of gum?" He offers out a stick of gum to you.
"Gum Gum."
And that's how his name came to be.
Stupid.
"Do you take the stick of gum?"
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
And I just eat it with the wrapper.
Like you swallow it, you don't chew
yeah.
it?
More.
He looks a little concerned and he offers you another stick.
Bart grabs Gum Gum's chin and tries to remove the wrapper like he would if a dog ate something he wasn't supposed to.
"All right, drop it. Drop it." There you go.
Oof's attention turns to a fit half-elf attempting to do push-ups as the cart travels. "Would you rather be a tiny tiger or a giant hummingbird?"
"Oh, hey, man, I'd rather be a giant tiger. Yeah. We can speak in your native tongue, by the way. I know orc, so we can talk like, you know, mono-e-mono orc. Eorc."
Oof says, "Well, that's a kind offer. There's no need to assume that I'm more comfortable speaking in an orcish language."
No, Oof, it's fine. "No, it's fine. This is your cart, your rules. We can talk in orc. It's fine."
"Well, I would prefer to speak in common if it's all the same to you, sir."
Kyborg responds in orc. "You got it, dude."
Jesus Christ.
He regards you with a quizzical look But nonetheless, he says, stick of gum?
I'm good. I got minty fresh breath. I'm good. Here, here, here. Smell this. Kybor blows in his face.
Bart faints.
He turns his head to the side and looks back at Bart and says, apologies, I forgot to offer you a stick of gum. Would you care for a stick of gum?
Oh, no, I already took some of Gum-Gum's. There were some left on the wrapper.
Interesting.
We share everything.
And finally, Oof turns to the final traveler, a furball sprinkling dirt on two rocks in the palm of his hand. Who are you, kind sir?
My name is Mud.
Mud?
Mud.
That's an interesting... Well, lots of interesting names in this card. I feel like I learned something every day.
Bro, your name is Oof.
Well, yeah, but that's I know that name. I've known that name for years. I've never known Gum-Gum. I've never known Mud, and here we are.
I'm Gum-Gum.
Very good, Gum-Gum. So, Mud, I have to ask you. I've been wondering ever since you stepped into my cart. If you were a condiment, what would you be and why?
That's a good question. I'd probably be dirt. Dirt's my favorite condiment.
Ah, that's a good answer.
Dirt. Well, I guess when dirt's your favorite condiment, you never run out of it.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's everywhere.
What do you like to sprinkle your dirt on?
You know, rocks and bigger rocks.
Fascinating. Suddenly, everyone hears a loud pop, and the rear left wheel falls off of the wagon, rolls into some bushes on the side of the road. Everyone go ahead and make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, you got
it. Oh, my God.
Some action. Got a 16.
I rolled an 11.
Got a 23.
16.
Got some good rolls in there, except for Mud. Everyone, except for Mud, manages to grab onto a part of the wagon and stop themselves from falling out. Mud, however, cannot get a good grasp onto the wagon, and he tumbles out the back, and he takes 2 points of road rash damage.
Oh, no! The guy who likes rocks is now with his people.
Just letting everybody know, Mud's already pretty hurt.
It looks like the aurochs has rolled its front left ankle and he's fallen over to the side. He's growling in pain. Oof jumps up and panics, and he's looking at the aurochs very concerned. Oh, this kind of thing always happens.
What, your animal just takes a dump?
Something always goes wrong. I can never seem to get the hand of it.
Mud walks over and casts healing word on the oryx.
Ooh.
Selfless.
I can cast magic.
Okay, Mud. Dude, does more magic need to be done to this oryx?
I can help. Yeah. Gum-Gum pulls out a long, kind of thick rock.
What?
And then waves it and humming over the oryx.
A long, thick rock.
Please describe the shape of this long, thick rock.
A spearhead?
Imagine 8 inches, but sort of teardrop shaped, but long.
That's easy for me to imagine.
Jesus.
An 8-inch teardrop shaped rock. Got it.
It's long, long. It's
okay, we get it.
Really emphasize that long part of it.
But how long is it?
This is the one thing my father left me, his magic wand.
Ooh.
It's the most powerful object in all of the objects I have.
I lean over to Bart and I say, his dad must not have loved him.
He actually never had a dad. He was left at an orphanage.
So Mud casts healing word and Gum-Gum is channeling some kind of arcane spell to assist. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Mud is also looking at that rock like he's going to eat it eventually.
Yeah, it seems like your spell seems to help. The aurochs does not seem to be as angry or upset. But there is still a wheel missing that has popped off of the cart. And as this is happening, a small goblin comes around the bend and sees what's happening. And he stops and introduces himself. He says,
hello, I'm Bezler. Got a little bit of trouble here.
Yes, Bezler. What's up, friend? Yes, we seem to have a little bit of a wheel issue. Not a real issue, just a wheel issue. I don't have a speech impediment, I promise.
Interesting.
Do you happen to know where we might be able to procure a wheel?
I see it rolled into the bushes just up the road over here.
And he points up the road into the bushes, and you can see a little bit of wood sticking out.
Here, I'll tell you what. I've got a multi-tool. It'll help you fix this.
And he reaches into his pack and pulls out a little multi-tool, and he puts it in your hand, Bart.
Yeah, you should be able to use this and get that wheel put back up on there post-haste.
Ah, excellent.
He heads over to the cart to inspect where the wheel popped off of.
Kyborg starts jogging in place, and he's like, Hey, I'll go get the wheel. I want to show you guys how strong I am. And he's doing shadow boxing because he's just been on a cart all day and he needs to blow off some steam.
Gum Gum walks towards him and gets punched in the face.
Oh, God. Oh, bro, I'm so sorry. Oh.
Who hit me?
Yeah, you guys always need to be kind of looking out your peripheral vision for Gum Gum. He likes to wander.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess Bart goes over to the wheel and tries to use the tool to fix it.
Oh, yeah, you'll have to bring the wheel back to the cart, and then you can use the tool to, like, reattach the wheel to the cart.
Okay.
Kyborg can go get the wheel. I don't mind. Gum Gum, do you want to come with me?
Okay.
All right. Let's go. Okay.
So Kyborg and Gum Gum head up the road a little bit. They find the wheel exactly where Besler was pointing. Bart, I guess you hold on to the tool for them to come back?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, yeah, they find the wheel. They pick it up. What do you guys do once you find the wheel? Do you bring it back to the cart?
Oh, yeah. I use my great strength to pick it up. And I say, get a load of this. And I lift it over my head.
I like how this character is just Blaine.
Yeah. It's not a very heavy wheel. You're able to lift it pretty easily. But still, it looks impressive.
Wow.
Thanks, Gum Gum. We're going to be good friends, you and I. You're impressed with my athletics? I'll dig that. I like that.
I'll tell you what. Kyborg, roll me a perception check.
Oh, you got
it. I'm sorry. Not perception. An investigation check.
Oh, you got it, bro. That is right. Ooh, I'm not good at investigations.
Ooh.
Okay.
That was a five.
Yep. I see it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got it. It's an audio podcast. Yeah. You roll a five. Yeah. Kyborg finds the wheel, hefts it over his head. It looks really impressive. He brings it back over to the cart.
Guys, I'm back with the wheel and nothing went wrong. Nothing's going on. I didn't investigate a thing.
Besler walks up to you, Kyborg. He goes,
Yep. That's the wheel. If you want to go ahead and pop it onto the cart over there, Bart can use the tool. You guys will be back on your way.
All right. This is a very straightforward interaction. Nothing wrong. Nothing suspicious. Putting this wheel right back to where it was.
Awesome. Let me just fix this guy right here.
If you want to try to fix it, go ahead and roll me a dexterity check.
Here we go. All right. 22.
Oh, very
wow.
Dangerous.
Bart really reattaches that wheel. No problem at all. Right back onto the cart.
Bart does the whole hand shuffle thing.
All right, job's done, fellas. Let's get on a move.
Oof says, "Oh, good. We won't be too late. This is great. I gotta keep on time." Besler puts his hand out and says,
"Nah, if you just give me the tool back, I'll be on my way."
You know what? If I just held on to this tool?
Well, it's mine. I would really like to have it back.
I actually lost it, so sorry about that.
You have any money? I wouldn't mind paying the little guy.
He says,
"How did you lose it? I just saw it in your hand a second ago."
Well, you know, you can't be too sure what happens out here. Crazy world we live in, right?
He scowls at you, gets real close and says, and puts his hand back out again, puts his left hand on your shoulder and his right hand back out in front of you and says,
"Please just give me back my tool and I'll be on my way."
What would I have to do to convince you to leave without asking any further questions, friend?
Why don't you go ahead and roll me a persuasion check? Oh, that's good.
Okay. Help yourself.
Roll me a perception check, Bart.
Mud is very uncomfortable right now and really focusing on this oryx.
Rolled a 10.
Besler gives you a couple pats on the arm and says,
"All right. If you feel like you can use it more than I can, have fun with it."
Then he walks down the cart and gives Kyborg a little pat on the back as well. It says,
"All right, muscle man. See you down the road."
Okay, that didn't seem threatening at all. I'm so sorry if we offended you. I'm not associated with this person as of yet.
And he walks up to Gum Gum, shakes his hand. I'll tell you what. Roll me a d20. What's your name? Kyborg.
Looking like we got a 2. Pretty good.
All right. Besler walks over to Gum Gum, shakes his hand very enthusiastically, and says,
"You're an interesting one. I've never seen anyone like you."
Roll me a d20, Gum Gum.
Okay.
It does a lot of touching. It's making me feel like we're cursed.
12.
Okay. Then finally he walks over to
Bye.
Mud and says,
"Real shame we didn't get to talk more."
Shakes your hand as well, Mud.
Oh, no, Mud's too focused on the oryx to shake his hand.
Okay, he just gives you a little pat on the shoulder as well, then.
That's fine.
You seem like you're real interested in animals. You keep it up there, young fella.
Go ahead and roll me a d20 as well.
This guy's very hands-on. What you got?
That's a 19.
Ooh.
Come at me.
Bessler's other hand is in your purse. He's picking your pocket.
Mud picks him up.
roll a like a d20 just to see if you can like touch him, like just to try to grab him.
His hand's in my pocket.
Yeah, but he's gonna try to evade.
I have a feeling you're the only one who maybe noticed he had his hands in your pocket. I think probably none of us noticed.
Bessler manages to quickly dodge out of the way and starts running down the road.
Bye.
No, that get him. He's got his hand in my pocket. He took my stuff, my good rocks.
You got it, coach. Okay, Kyborg gives chase.
All right, go ahead. And I assume you're trying to also grab him.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Go ahead and roll a d20 to try to grab at him.
All right. Having great rolls so far today. Gonna go for another
one. Is Kyborg running past me when he does that?
Let's see.
Got a 19.
He would be coming back. No, because Kyborg was further back towards where the wheel was broken at the back of the cart. So Bessler would have been running away back down the road in the direction he was going.
Okay. Rolled a sweet 19.
Oh. 19, you get you grab onto the neck of his shirt and grab hold of him, but he slips out of his shirt and keeps running.
Oh,
so you're left holding Bezler's tunic or shirt.
Mud casts Entangle on him.
Ooh.
So if he's grasping weeds grow up in a 20-foot square area.
He needs to succeed on a
strength saving throw, which is 14.
Ooh.
He made it.
Oh,
19. This little shite.
He disappears. Once the entangles up, he disappears into the brush. You can no longer see him.
You know, guys, I realize this all might have started because I wanted to keep this tool, so I apologize. The greed got the best of me.
What did he take from me?
You look through your purse and realize you're missing some money. I'm looking to see how much you have.
I'm poor already. What did he take?
I don't think I have any money.
Actually, I'm not that poor.
Gum-Gum's like wide-eyed. And walks over to Kyborg and looks at the shirt.
Where'd he go? Invisible?
No, he went into the bushes. And then reflecting back on an old commercial from the 80s that somehow I know about, I toss this jersey to him and I say, "Hey, kid, you can have it."
I would say, Kyborg, you don't have any currency listed on your character sheet.
What'd he take then?
I would say everyone loses 2 gold pieces.
Everyone?
How much did I have initially?
I only had 5. It should be in your equipment.
It sure isn't. So let's just call it 3 then, perhaps, that I had initially.
Going in line with everyone else, we'll say you had, we'll
I
go
had
with
five.
Like Bart, you had 5. So now you have 3.
Got it. 3 gold. Boop, boop, boop.
There's a side note. When you're creating your character, there's an option to choose, I think, like how rich or something they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you went through that part.
No.
Okay.
Broke as hell, bro.
Fits the character.
I guess it's a pretty good day because now I have 3 gold that I didn't have before, but I also would have had 5 had we not taken Embezzler's multi-tool.
Well, you never know where this might come in handy.
Bart, you're starting to feel kind of tired. Like maybe you want to sit down.
Ugh. All right. How about we hop back in this carriage and continue on and I could take a nap on Gum Gum.
It's adorable. Let's do that.
Mud gets on the cart.
All right. Everyone goes ahead and gets up and oof. Counts 1, 2, 3, 4. Great. We got to go. I've got other clients to pick up and other deliveries to make.
Other clients? We didn't book an Uber pool.
Nice.
He goes, business is very busy. After I'm done with you guys, I've got another set of clients I need to pick up.
Oh, bridal party?
gotta keep busy. That way I can put myself through law school.
Oh, very cool. Good for you.
Noble.
Yeah. It's just a side gig until I'm done with that.
Yeah, that's great, man. I'm proud of you. An orc lawyer. The world needs more orc lawyers. You know what I mean?
Ah, Mr. Oof.
The Honorable Oof.
That's a judge.
Yeah, well, you know, that's where most judges start is as lawyers. So
okay,
we don't know his aspirations. asshole.
You guys continue in the cart for a little longer. You all aren't that far from Boulderay. And before too long, you round a turn. And before you lies the southern gates to Boulderay, a charming village atop the lush Voss Highlands. It appears an enormous crevice divides the town nearly in half, with picturesque timber homes and businesses on either side, connected only by bridges made of planked wood. The cart stops, and Oof says, here you are, Boulderay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
This is the stop. Here's your tip.
What's the tip?
Oh, we're paying him?
yeah.
No, that was what we were doing.
Bart goes over to Mud and say, hey, do you have any of those rocks that you collected before when you fell out of the cart?
No, that stupid little goblin took them all.
All right. Well, here you go. Bart rips out a thread from his shirt and says, this is a fine material, and it's worth at least 3 gold. So here you go, sir.
Yep.
You put the thread in the giant hand of the orc who was driving the cart, and he looks at it and says, would you like a stick of gum?
You know what? Sure. I'll take one for the road.
He hands you a stick of gum. Well, safe travels, everyone. He turns the cart around and goes back in the direction he came from.
What a lovely man.
So you stand at the closed gates, the southern gates of the village of Boulderay. The gates are made of wood and they have bands of steel, and they are closed. On either side of the gates are sheer cliffs with a few trees.
Guys, I could probably scale this. I'm looking at this. I'm sizing it up. I could probably climb this. What do y'all think?
Mud knocks on the gate.
It seems like there was a guard on duty who was asleep on top of a boulder nearby. You knock on the gate, and he seems to stir a little bit. He rolls over.
Mud has to use the restroom. Can I go in, please?
Bart stands up. He goes, I got this. Hey! Hey! Hey, you! Wake up!
He stirs and kind of rubs at his eyes and looks at you. And says,
hello, who are you?
Well, I'm Bart.
We're here to answer the call for interns. There's a job listing.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm Bart.
Good to meet you, Bart.
Everyone go ahead and roll me a perception check.
That's a 17 for Mud.
21 for Bart.
12 for Kyborg.
14.
Perception check, please. Gum, not performance.
Staying in character. I like it. Good job.
What's your perception modifier?
There we go.
Oh, his perception modifier is a -1.
It's got 15 just, there.
Good to meet you, Bart. I'm Guard Grattle.
You all notice, though, that it seems like whoever this Guard Grattle is, he's wearing a rather unconvincing disguise. It seems like he has a bulbous fake nose that's poorly glued to his face. He says,
here, let me take you in. I'll take you into the Throne Gauntlet Tavern.
He starts unlocking the gates for you guys.
What's wrong with your nose?
Well, that's really forward and kind of rude. Maybe that's a prosthesis, bro.
Mud doesn't know that word is, so Mud just wants to know what's wrong with his nose.
Nothing. Nothing. It's a perfectly normal nose. Gum-Gum, have you ever played the game I've Got Your Nose? I pull Gum-Gum to the side.
Yeah. Yeah, I played Gum-Gum. I played Nose.
Okay, all right. Hey, go play it with the guard. Say, I got your nose, and pull his nose. Okay. See what happens.
Bart intercepts Gum-Gum and goes, listen, Gum-Gum, all right, I know Kyborg is cool and you want to be like him, all right, and you want to be friends with him, but you got to be careful of who you touch without their permission, okay?
Okay. Do you want to play Got Your Nose?
You know it.
Got your nose.
Oh, where's my nose? You got it, Gum-Gum.
I got it. Gum-Gum got it.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Good.
Kyborg's just uncomfortable at this point.
Is Gum-Gum gonna take a nap now? What's going on? Okay, so he's opened the door?
Yeah, he's working on opening the door. It's taking him just a minute. He's got a lot to go through.
All right, well, let me handle this.
Mud is further uncomfortable.
Sir, my friends and I couldn't help but notice that you seem to have some type of thing on your nose. And me being the curious gentleman that I am, I was wondering if you could tell us more about it.
It's just a normal run-of-the-mill nose. Everyone has one. Anyway, just opening up this gate here.
Listen, there's no judgment here, all right? We understand everyone wants to look their best. We're just curious.
Go ahead and roll me an insight check.
No idea what you're talking about. None at all.
He kind of like turns around and tries to like hide his face from you a little bit as he's working on opening up the gate.
This guy seems pretty trustworthy. I think he's telling the truth.
Hey, Bart, what's it like just traveling with a bunch of idiots? You okay?
Well, you know, I'm used to it, so just part of the course.
He finally managed to open up the gates.
Ah, here we go. That's the trick. That'll do it.
He lets you guys into the town and resecures the gate behind you. As you make your way through the village, the tavern's not too far. You pass a couple of buildings. You pass some rather nondescript houses on the left, and off to the right, the guard Gradle points and says,
"That's the mayor's office over there. Big shot. Real important guy."
And you see there's a bunch of villagers hanging out in front of the mayor's office. And there's also a small group of locals gathered outside blocking the way into the tavern. And guard Gradle points and says,
"Here you go. I've got to go back to guarding the gate, but here's the tavern. If you want to head on in, someone will be here to talk to you shortly."
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Gradle.
All right, thanks, Gradle. Nobody knows us like you do.
I don't get it.
He glares at you for a second. Outside of the tavern, there's a small group of young people are huddled around, cheering on a pale-skinned elf with spiky blue hair, fancy spectacles, and a flying snake. He's liberally waving around his gloved hands, casting colorful bursts of fireworks and farting noises at some terrified chickens. He's showing off for the crowd.
Gum Gum wants to go walk up to him and be like,
"Hi, I am Galindor. I'm also an elf and good at magic."
He looks at you and says,
"Oh, why do you dare approach the great and powerful Abrink Tussler?"
Oh, Abrink Tussler.
Yeah, I'm Gum Gum. Galindor.
Is there any chance Brink is wearing rollerblades?
Kyborg walks in intercepting. He's like, "Hey, this is Gum Gum. You don't talk to my guy like this. He's a great wizard."
"I'm a wizard, yeah."
That's right.
Brink looks at Kyborg and says,
"If a dog was as ugly as you, I'd shave his butt and make him walk backwards."
"You wanna go, bro?"
"Dueling any of you would be a waste of my precious time. However, if you are willing to wager, maybe it would be more interesting for me. Let's say 10 gold.
Is this like a magic duel, or can I just beat you with my fists? What are the terms of this duel? Because I'm down. I don't have much money, but I'll kick your ass for talking to Gum Gum like that."
Brink draws a magical blue square on the ground and says,
"The rules are, the first person to step outside of the blue square loses."
"I'll accept your challenge."
Bart leans over to Kyber and goes,
"Hey, dude, I just want to remind you that you have 3 gold pieces, so if you lose this wager, you're kind of blown."
I lean back to Bart and I say, "I'm about to have 13 gold pieces. Watch this."
Gum Gum touches Kyborg and casts Guidance.
You mean Mud touches Kyborg?
Mud, whatever my dumb monosyllabic name is. Cast Guidance on Kyborg.
Okay, what does Guidance do?
Guidance gives him he can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to one ability check of his choice in the next minute.
Mm. In my mind, Mud just patted my butt and did that. And I say, "Thanks. I needed that. Thanks."
Yeah, actually, I like that. Mud slapped him in the ass hard.
All right, I'm ready to go.
That is the only way that now Mud is going to be casting Guidance, is a slap on the ass. It's the only way I'll cast it.
You stay in the square?
That's right, Gum Gum. I stay in the square, apparently.
All
right.
And then I just hold him in the square.
you're like restraining him, holding him in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Brink looks at Kyborg and says,
"Well, obviously you want a complete idiot, but some parts are clearly missing."
Roll an initiative for me, Kyborg.
All right, here we go. Rolling it up. Got a 14.
First initiative of our show.
Wow. The initial initiative.
It is.
He goes first.
Does he cast Expelliarmus?
That has the word spell in it.
Oh, it does. It's almost like that's why it's in it.
Oh, whoa.
Not going to lie, though, Barb. That's the first time I made that connection. Thank you. It's literally X spell, and it's yep. Made to get their wand out of their hand.
Oh.
Brink begins casting an arcane spell and points it in your direction. Go ahead and make me a strength save, Kyborg.
Oh,
You strong boy?
10. I think I have an inspiration die left over from a previous life.
No, add the thing I just gave you.
Oh!
Is that only for ability checks, or can you do that for saving throws as well?
It is, add the number to one ability check. Yeah, is this a saving throw or ability check?
Saving throw.
Okay.
Yep, so an invisible raw kinetic force hits you and pushes you back 15 feet and out of the square.
That was fast.
Redo! Redo!
Brink says,
you couldn't even win against a fire elemental if you was underwater. 10 gold chumps.
Oh, I didn't tell you this before, but I do not have 10 gold. I have 3. I could give you 10 silver.
Hey, 10 gold, kind sir.
All right, 3 gold. There you go. Removing it from my inventory. I'm a man of my word.
Bart steps forward and casts Minor Illusion to make it seem like Kyborg is, in fact, giving him 10 gold.
do you have that ability?
I have Minor Illusion.
Okay.
Physical interaction with the image reveals it to be an illusion.
Yeah.
So just I'll just put it here on this desk.
On the floor.
I'll say, let me make a roll here.
Let's just throw the money.
I like the thought process. I want to try to see this work. Mm. We'll say, yeah, he looks at the gold in his hand and says,
very well. Be on your way, loser.
You owe me big time, Kyborg.
Thank you so much, Bart. I appreciate that. You're a great team player. Dink, whatever your name is, blow me.
All right, let's not stir the pot anymore. Let's get out of here.
Out from the bushes near the tavern, Guard Gradle jumps out. He's been watching you secretly as your duel is going on. He says,
oh no, you guys are in big trouble.
And he kind of winks to you guys slyly.
I'm taking you to the mayor's office.
Oh no, okay, we're in big trouble. Better cooperate with you. Right, guys?
Uh-oh. Mud is very confused, doesn't know what's going on.
He starts escorting you all across the small courtyard to the mayor's office that he had pointed out earlier. You enter the mayor's office, and an overwhelming sense of feng shui floods your senses as you enter a pristine lobby. Ooh. Overstuffed couches, walnut coffee tables with chromatically fanned leaflets, and potted parlor palms are all tastefully decorated around the room. Behind a standing desk is a bespectacled dragonborn with excellent posture who is finishing a flawless pour over of fresh coffee. Without looking up, he calmly asks, do you have an appointment?
Mud wants coffee. It's dirt water.
It is, isn't it? Guard Gradle quickly ushers you past the Dragonborn assistant through the lobby straight into the mayor's office. Oh, and I'll tell you what. Mud, since you asked for coffee, the assistant begins making you a pour-over as well.
Oh, fantastic.
And he begins narrating his pour-over instructions as he makes it. First, you bring the water to a boil. Mm. You gently place the coffee grounds, or as you call it, coffee dirt, inside the cone on top of the cup. Mm. Slowly pour the boiling water around the cone of coffee, distributing it evenly and allowing it to drip into the cup below. After a few seconds, the magical elixir falls into the cup, and he hands you your freshly brewed pour-over coffee.
Matt takes a big whiff of it, big old smile on his face, and then reaches into his pocket, pulls out a hand of dirt and pours it into the coffee as well, and then takes a sip.
The best part of waking up, it's mud in your cup.
I definitely don't want mud in my cup.
The Dragonborn assistant looks at you quizzically as you, in his eyes, ruin his perfectly created, crafted cup of coffee.
Mud looks up from his cup, gives a big smile on his face, and gives a big old thumbs up.
Guard Gradle then continues to push you guys along. There's a couple of locals seated in the couches here in the lobby. There's a Goliath and a human who are sitting on couches there. However, Guard Gradle pushes you past them into the mayor's office. Once in the mayor's office, he tears off his bulbous false nose and says,
you may not have noticed, but it was me all along. Mayor Prezel.
Oh! Who you got your nose?
Whoever could have expected it.
Mud did it.
I'm a master of disguise.
He got his own nose.
Yes, he did, Gum Gum. Yes, he did.
Got his own nose.
Scattered in piles across the room are copious boxes of merchandise labeled Infinites, including coffee mugs, t-shirts, action figures. Plastered on each wall are framed newspaper clippings, posters, and oil paintings, all related to the Infinites. A small disheveled desk stands in the center of the room with an unsealed envelope and booklet on top. Prattle stuffs the envelope into his coat pocket and says,
"You all were amazing out there. The duel didn't go quite the way you expected, but I think you all have the quality we need for our Infinite interns. They're the biggest tourist attraction to happen to Boulder Ray since our mining industry caved in. Literally."
Oh, it's a good pun. Great.
"I think that with proper marketing for the Infinites, we could really put Boulder Ray on the map and have a thriving economy once again. In fact, in my spare time, I've actually been writing a little booklet all about the heroes called Infinites. It's a little work in progress."
Any relation to InfoWars?
"Can't say I'm familiar with that one."
Okay, good. Good.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Just wanted to clear that up.
You see the little pamphlet. It's actually on his desk. The title reads Infonites. It looks like it's kind of haphazardly, barely glued together.
"Hey, Mayor Prattle, tell us more about these Infonites. Is this like a band of circus dudes or heroes? Like, what is this?"
"Oh, surely you jest. The Infonites are the greatest heroes. They go around guarding the realm, performing heroic actions. They're sleek, spectral, grisly, Aleve, their support person, Dr.
Excuse me?
And of course, me, Mayor Prattle, who oversees the entire operation. And that's where you all come in. We need some summer interns for the Infonites. We have some great perks. You get a stipend of 2 gold a day, free lodging and discounted dining at the Throne Gauntlet Tavern. You get some one-on-one hero combat training and get to travel to exotic realms near and far."
"Exotic realms?
Yeah.
I'm in."
"Oh yeah, you're in? Great. And if everyone is in on it, I have a secret I can share with you if you accept the internship."
Guys, we like secrets, right?
"Does this town have a decent gym?"
"Oh yeah, of course. Only the best facilities that the Infinites train in that as interns you would have access to."
"I'm in!"
I just look at Bart.
Gum Gum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say, "I'm in."
He's in.
"You'll have to excuse my simple friend here. What he meant was, he's in."
"That's what he said. He's in? I'm in? Oh, okay, that's good."
Just nod, Gum Gum, just nod.
Mm-hmm. "And you, kind Mud, are you also available for this internship?"
Yes. Mud's parents said Mud had to do this internship, so Mud's in.
Great. Everyone has accepted. You all are going to be interns for the Infinites. Let's get started right away. Starting with that secret.
Ooh.
The Infinites are missing.
Fudge.
Mud starts looking all around the room for him.
And that's it. That's episode 1. All right, thanks everyone for listening to the first episode of Tales from the Stinky Dragon. Make sure you follow us at Stinky Dragon Pod on Instagram and Twitter. If you like the show, tweet about it using the hashtag Stinky Dragon Pod. And down the line, we might choose you to be a character in the show. We're going to be back next week with another episode, so make sure you follow us wherever you get podcasts.